Welcome to episode 4, Outside the Box.
Episode 5.
It's 4? It's 5?
It's 5.
Holy crap,
is it,
it's 5.
No, wait, is it 5?
I think it is 5.
It is 5.
I'm not sure.
Well, hey, Leon, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but you got the... Last time you got my name wrong, now you have gotten the podcast number wrong, episode number wrong. You're terrible.
Everything just blends together, Michael. Everything just blends together.
It's the 5th one.
Well,
yeah.
Welcome to episode 5. Episode, what is it? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Is
that cinco? I'm so bad at Spanish. Yeah. I was in intermedial
Spanish.
I was in the Spanish below Spanish. It was like Spanish regular.
Remedial Spanish.
Yeah, remedial.
They have remedial Spanish?
I was in remedial Spanish, and we went on a bus trip one time to medieval times.
Because you order in Spanish at medieval times.
No, because our teacher was a joke, and... I don't know. I was in remedial Spanish.
I've always wanted to go to medieval times. Is it really cool?
It is. It is cool. It's.
I picture it smelling bad.
It probably does. I mean, the food was okay, but you eat with your hands, and you're a savage.
And
rawr.
The horse is there. I got a feeling I'm only eating around a horse.
I have a feeling you could.
No,
I think you could eat around anything.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, welcome to episode 5 now, I guess, of Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Where does the time go?
I don't know.
I'm Leon Oliver. Across from me, Sweet Lou, Michael Pacifico. All jazzed up. Carmelo Anthony may be becoming a New Jersey Net. He's excited.
I'm very excited.
May
he is awesome.
May have to change his shirt. You should see how happy he is. He's like sweating. He's so happy.
I can't stop smiling at the thought of Carmelo being a Net. I got to throw you under the bus for a second.
All right.
Dude, when we say, now this is a tape show, so when you're listening to this, I have no idea what time it is, but we were supposed to tape at 10:30. It's 10:46. Stop being late.
Hey, well, okay. In my defense, I don't know why I'm always late for the podcast. Everything else in my life, I'm early for.
I agree.
You tell me to get there at 10 o'clock.
Everything in your life, you're early for.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. You tell me to get there. Shut up.
Okay.
You tell me to get there at 10 o'clock. I'm there at like 9:25.
No, I know that. I've seen you at work. You're great. What is it with the podcast?
You don't
give it its due respect.
Maybe because I'm not getting paid for it. Maybe that's it.
Well, maybe one day that'll change.
You out there in Radio Land, pay me and I'll show up on time. Until then, I'll just keep coming in late and ticking Mike off.
Well, I'll get over it. Now, Let's announce the email address for people if they want to send an email.
Okay, well, it's outsidethebox with Mike and Leon at gmail.com. If that is too much for you to type, and I can't blame you, it's OTB.
You're down with me.
You always interrupt me in the middle of that. Someone's going to type ODB, you're down with me.
Sorry, go ahead.
OTB with Mike and Leon at gmail.com. Make sure to check us out on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com and search for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. And we are also tweeting... You can check us out on Twitter at OTB with Mike Leon. Now, Mike, I know this wasn't on the list of things we had to go over today, but in our little show prep, but you heard about the Twitter virus that's going on?
I heard it actually on CBS News reporting about it. It's linking you to, like, porn.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
There must be two, because I heard one of the, if you just hover over a link, like, some... It automatically posts like something that some guy posted. Who are the people that make like viruses? And look, there's one
sickos.
Thing, there's
weirdos.
One thing to make a virus, and you're like let's say you make a virus and you're stealing like bank account information. Yes, that's illegal and that's terrible.
But you understand the purpose.
But
to get
you understand
rich.
The purpose. They're trying to make money.
Sure,
somehow,
right.
Albeit it's a terrible way to do it, but they're trying to make money.
No, I understand.
But what about the people that make a virus just to screw with people?
You know, yeah, no, it's weird. Like, maybe they're making money off it somehow.
What pleasure can you take of redirecting my homepage to a pornography site if I click on this link?
They're losers. They're sick. I don't know. It's weird. I don't understand that, too. It's just people that never interacted with the opposite sex, had their parents, you know, make them cry when they were a little kid, and now they feel like taking it out on the internet. Basically, if you click on our... outside the box page on Twitter, you'll be redirected to Armageddon On.
Pretty much. Wow.
Or poke a hot ass.
That came out a little too easily for
it
you.
It definitely
Michael.
Did. Aaron Goldman, we can link to him. I tried to ask him to be a friend of ours on Outside the Box.
Yeah.
He keeps rejecting me.
Which
kind of insulting. Whatever. But he was all about these porn title names. He knew so many. It was funny.
Oh, my God.
Saving
Ryan's privates.
That's a good one.
Speaking of Ryan, my first roommate, when I went back to college a second time, I go to his room, and this is within, like, day three, so you're still getting to know the person, you know?
Yeah.
And he's man, my computer is all messed up. I don't know. My homepage is a porn site. Like, I don't know what's causing this. And I'm sitting here like, because you go to those sites, you have a virus. That's what's causing this. And so, like, every time you come in from class or, you know, whatever, or take a shower down the hall, and you come back, and you go into your room, and you look over across the room, and there's Ryan's computer, and there's pornography right there. It became to a fact where it was just like nonchalant. People would come by, girls would come by the room, this and that, and it's just like, oh yeah, that's Ryan's computer. There's porn on there.
Oh my God. Well, there was a kid I went to college with. I just can't do the story yet. Maybe once I get a little more comfortable behind the mic with some of his name was Tosin Gok, and he was from Turkey.
Is this Taj? Is this Van Wilder? Are you ripping off Van Wilder stories?
It was this kid. He was hysterical. We should interview him. He's phenomenal. Speaking of interviews, we need to get Chris Callahan in here, the news department.
He is an odd individual.
He's bizarre. Very. Totally strange. Also, I don't know if this is ever going to happen, but the Brad Savage versus my mom sports trivia quote. Everybody's schedules are too darn busy.
How dare people let their real jobs interfere with this podcast?
It's unbelievable. It's impossible. We need to come up with a plan B. Hmm. We need to come up with a plan B for trivia.
We get a monkey. We liquor him up and let him go against Savage.
I have this idea. I want to get some. I want to get girls in the studio to go against you in sports trivia, and I'll host it.
I'm going to crush them.
No. But I'm going to make the question so you lose. Or I'm going to try to.
There's no fun in that.
I want to see if you you are Mr. Tough It Out, sports know-it-all. Let's see if you can handle it. Let's get some broads know their sports.
Are they going to distract me?
No. It's going to be all about sports.
But I don't understand how maybe you lose to them.
But just to prove a point that maybe you don't know your stuff as well enough. Email us if you want to go up against Leon.
I think I'm pretty good. I don't think anyone else was up at 4 o'clock this morning watching NHL Network. I have no life. I'll be the first one to tell you.
Okay, well, that's fair. I don't know. Just an idea. You think it's a good idea?
Yeah, it could work.
It could work. You don't seem thrilled about it.
When you're
up about these things, you smile more. Your eyes are going in different directions.
I'm going to crush you over this. And, well, also, the lighting in here is kind of weird. I'm used to having lights on in the studio. It's, like, kind of freaky, you know, weird.
Now, I know we wanted to get into all these topics, but I want to say thanks to our friend Colin. Who, by the way, you got to shave that mustache.
Oh,
you look terrible.
God. This picture, it looks like a bad 70s cop. It's like, I look at this thing and it actually looks painful. I think it may be diseased. I'm not sure. But it looks gross.
Yeah, he looks disgusting. He looks terrible. I'm almost embarrassed to say I'm friends with the kid. He looks like someone that would be one of those porn movies.
Oh, my Lord. It was like, shit, right out of the 70s. It was awful. But I guess I see where you're going with this.
Yes, and can you post this on the website?
I'll put this up.
Top Chef, which I know you love that show because you're such a great chef, Leon, the way you get Taco Bell every night.
I'm nothing like watching Bravo.
The winner of Top Chef looks like you, 40 pounds lighter.
Shut up. He does not look like me whatsoever.
You know he looks like you. We watched the video together yesterday, and you were so ashamed. Well, he looks like you, take away circa 8 years.
He's a chubby black guy with a close-cut haircut. Do we all look alike?
No, I'm not trying to be racist, because I know when people do that. Whenever somebody sees somebody, and they're like, oh, you look like somebody I know. It's none of that racism stuff.
I know.
You do look like him, and people can judge for themselves when you post it online.
I'll post that up, and I'll also post up a picture of who's the basketball coach in Miami? Frank Haith.
Yeah.
Because people say I look like Frank Haith.
He's way more handsome than you.
Well, you know, I haven't started my modeling career yet.
This Top Chef was nice and ugly like you. I'm sorry. That was me.
I'm pretty ugly, though.
No, that was me. I feel terrible for saying
that. I got like the Seth Rogen thing going on.
No, you're adorable. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I feel terrible.
I'm a little weirded out now.
I know. You should be. No, anyway, you look like him.
Oh, well. I disagree. We'll put it up. We'll let you take a look and see. I guess people would have to see me, though. But people know what I look like.
This just got so awkward.
Yeah, I'm really awkward right now.
All right, well.
I'm going to step away from you a little bit there. Well, Mike, what did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Well, I finally had a weekend off on Saturday because of Virginia football not playing. So my fiance and I, we had her best friend in and her boyfriend, who's a good guy. He's a Giants and Mets fan. So we all hung out and had a nice time.
Oh, good times. Well, I watch a lot of college football, of course. And the girlfriend wanted to go to the movies, and she wanted to go to Cracker Barrel. And, you know, that's a conversation for another day as to why we have no restaurants like Cracker Barrel in the city in Charleston.
There's one in Waynesboro, right?
Yeah. Well, that's where we had to go. We had to drive all the way to Waynesboro. For those of you who aren't familiar with this area, Waynesboro is like, I don't know, 30 minutes away. And it's kind of like a smaller town or whatever. We had to drive there to go to a Cracker Barrel. So we go there, we get to Cracker Barrel, and we didn't want to go to the movies. Here's the problem with Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Charlottesville has, what, three movie theaters, Mike? There's Downtown, Seminole, and Carmike, right?
I think so. And then there's the one, there's another one downtown, but it's more of a vintage type
thing.
Vintage,
like, you know, black and white smoking cigars type.
But that's kind of cool if you're in the mood for that, but not if you're in the mood to see the new.
Or if you're 75 years old.
Sure.
So we want to go to the movies. We want to see the town. Everyone's raving about it. You know, it's supposed to be really good. We want to go check it out. I don't know what's going on in this city, but it's almost like there's some sort of agreement. If you ever notice, if you want to see a movie in Charlottesville, it's only playing at one theater.
Yeah.
It's never playing at multiple. So you have one choice. And all the theaters here are terrible. There's no stadium seating. The seats are old and rickety, feels like they're about to fall apart. A lot of them smell bad. Like, you know, the popcorn is stale. None of the people that work there care. I mean, I know you're making like $4.25 or whatever, but you can at least care that I exist when I come in there, that, you know, I'm spending my money there. They don't care.
Now, they are horrific. I've heard war stories. My fiance was in there one time. She went to see a movie late at night, and she said the women's bathroom was just like trashed, like it was toilets clogged,
stuff
had not been cleaned. And the reason was all the people working there were dudes, and they were scared to go inside the women's bathroom.
That's gross.
Now, I know people that maybe are outside Charlottesville, and you can't understand what these theaters are like. Imagine
Everyone's been to a bad movie theater.
But
though,
they're all bad.
Yeah.
I hate when you sit there, and all you see in front of you is some guy's mug. You can't see, because I'm always behind the tall person. I'm a short little dude. I'm 5'8".
Well, I remember one time you and I went to see, what was that terrible movie?
Oh, my God.
The Comebacks? Yeah.
Why did we see that?
We went there. I think we were like the only two people in there, and the seats are just rickety. And
why did we see that?
I don't know. There was something to do. And the floor was sticky and stuff. And I went and saw like Die Hard, the latest Die Hard in the theaters here. And it literally smelled like someone had relieved themselves somewhere in that theater at some point. Well, we go into the one this past weekend to see the town. And I get like a large size drink because I'm always a sucker at like sporting events and movie theaters because I get thirsty. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll pay the $48 for a large
drink. You got to sneak it in.
I'm not going to sneak it in.
I always sneak in sodas and candies into the movie theater.
Next time, they're going to frisk you. They're going to listen to this, and
they're not going to frisk you.
But that would involve them caring, so I
guess
exactly.
That's not going to happen. You don't sneak in sodas?
No.
Really? Why not?
I think it's a very ghetto thing to do.
You're saving yourself $5. Why wouldn't you do it?
But I would rather just you're sticking pay for
it
the
to
soda.
You're sticking it to the man, though.
Well, maybe they can take that, you know, the other $48 from my soda and maybe one day put it in stadium seating.
The bladder, you get the bladder buster?
Oh, you get the big boy. You know, yeah. I like my cherry Coke.
I understand. But I'm just saying, you need to sneak in your sodas. Next time we go to a movie together, I'm sneaking in soda with you.
I'm not sneaking in soda.
Yeah, we got to get you a purse. It's easier to do it with a woman because they have a purse.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I mean, I'm saying.
That's true. Especially, I guess, if you go with an old lady because they got those big, like, mammoth, like, Titanic-sized purses.
And then she can be like, I'm sorry, I didn't remember what I was doing. Clearly, she's like, I'm scamming the theaters. And if you go, you know, if you brought in a soda, it'd be like, is that a soda in your pants, or are you happy to see me? It's a soda in my pants.
Not any of these theaters. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Well, so we go in there. The floors are sticky, of course. And it's like, no one's been here. It's like, why are the floors sticky? And I sit down with my gigantic soda. It doesn't fit the cup holder. It doesn't fit the cup holder. Why are you selling the damn soda if it doesn't fit in the cup holder?
So where'd you put it? Where'd you put the soda?
It like barely, the cup holder had like two layers. It was like an initial layer up top, and that was actually wider than the smaller layer at the bottom.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It barely fit into that initial layer. And so I sat there and I said, please, no one had to come by or whatever. Someone's going to knock this over. Well, sure enough.
I'm sorry.
We're like an hour into the movie. My girlfriend gets up. She leaves. She comes back, and there's like no room between the seats.
Was it busy?
No, there was like 14 people in there probably. All the aisles are really jam packed together. You know, it's not like Richmond. You can like stand up and have a party in the aisle in front of you in the movie theater in like Richmond, and it's fine. You have space. So she's like banging all over me trying to get out of the aisle because there's no room.
Yeah.
And she comes back, and you know she's because you know when you come back, you want to hurry up and get back to your seat. You don't want to disturb people. She hurries past me. And she hits my soda. And it was like slow motion. I see this gorgeous cherry Coke go and do like a front flip in the air and hit the ground. And it just goes, all the ice, everything just goes spilling everywhere. No one cares. Not a single person like noticed or made a sound or anything. And the cup was just out of my reach as I tried to grab it to get it out of the way.
Because yeah.
You know, you don't want trash on the floor. So I figured I'd get it when the movie's over. The person that comes by with a little wand doing the theater is about to walk by. What do they do with that little wand anyway?
They're looking. They're check. I don't know. I have no idea.
They're not checking to see if you have a ticket or whatever. They're just walking with a wand. They're trying to make sure people aren't like hooking up in the movie theater.
Hey, by the way, you've been telling your story. You called your soda gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you've been talking about your girlfriend a few times.
My girlfriend, but
you called the soda
really,
gorgeous. And
I was really thirsty, just like I'm really thirsty right now.
I feel insulted for her.
Well, my girlfriend's gorgeous, and I love you. There.
There. Thank
you.
So,
anyway. So, that was, soda that was hits nice. The floor.
Yeah.
It hits the floor, and it goes spilling everywhere. She's embarrassed, and she's like, you know, sad, whatever, that she's not doing my soda. The person walking the aisle with a little wand comes by. Does she stop to pick it up or throw it away or even care?
No.
She walks right by it. She doesn't give a damn what's going on. And, you know, there's people. I look over in the aisles. There's some
that
guy
sucks.
With his cell phone, and he's, like, texting and stuff. Just like, I just got a text.
That was bizarre timing.
There's some guys texting and stuff, and she doesn't care. She doesn't do anything. Like, I don't understand.
So what happened to the soda? It just swam?
It just swam all the way down to the front.
That's so sorry.
So I contributed to the stickiness of the floor. But, you know, it's just the movie theaters here are terrible. Mike.
I know. They are bad. They are the worst movie theaters in a collective city that has a university or is in a place with people with IQs.
Yeah, I understand that.
If you go out west or in the Midwest or some parts of the South. And
why has it got to be the South?
Because they're rednecks.
Why can't it be Bergen County?
Because Bergen County doesn't have terrible movie theaters. I live there.
I don't know.
There's money in North Jersey. There's going to be nice movie theaters. Well, that's why it's surprising. Well, there's money here.
You know, wherever Tony Soprano was, why can't you have a bad movie theater there?
Because he'll kill you.
I guess so.
I'm saying in North Jersey, there's money, so there's nice theaters. There's money in Charlottesville. I think that's the surprising part of it.
Yeah, there's
maybe we should put it that way.
There's
places with money usually have nice movie theaters.
There's money. There's a lot of people here that have a lot of income, and then there's students here that come from areas. They're students with disposable
income.
Are
they building one?
I think the one that I went to at Seminole Square, I think that's the one they're supposed to like renovate and make into a stadium seating or whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a first flyer or construction thing or anything. They just need to close the darn thing down, knock it down, and build a new one. It doesn't take long to build a movie theater.
I agree. They need a new movie theater.
And get out of whatever the little gentleman's agreement that they had to not show movies at more than one place. It's so frustrating.
You were going to curse.
Yeah, no, it's so frustrating.
I understand.
Knowing that
I'm sorry.
You have to go to just one movie theater, or go to Richmond, or go to like Stanton, which is like also an hour away. And like
we are in a bad
town.
Movie theater area. There's no way around it.
And it sucks because my girlfriend's a big movie person.
Right.
There's a big movie coming out. She wants to go see it. You know, right. She's a big movie buff. So we find ourselves going to Richmond to go to the movies.
And
you're driving
it.
An hour.
Well, you're driving an hour, and then not only are you going to spend money on a movie, Leon, but the gas that you're putting $20 into your gas trip.
It's the gas, and then you go to Richmond, and you end up at like Short Pump, the little
nice
shopping mall there. So what do? You end up going to the mall. So inevitably, something that you don't need gets bought. You end up getting something to eat somewhere there. So inevitably, that's more money. And then you drive back.
Unbelievable.
And so it's like you've...
Unbelievable.
2 hours commuted. You spent money that you probably weren't going to spend at the
mall. How about we start a campaign with Outside the Box to get good movie theater, get a good movie theater in Charlottesville?
We should do that. Who do we talk to?
No clue.
The mayor?
The mayor?
We can get the mayor
on this program. We
Dave
can do
Norris,
that.
If you're listening, come sit
is
in
he a fr- Is he a fan of a friend of Outside the Box?
I don't think he knows we exist.
He knows me. I know the mayor. He calls me Briseggs. He knows the real reason I'm called Briseggs.
Oh, nice. Well, tell him to build a movie theater.
Well, I think they might be.
I don't care. Use taxpayer dollars. I don't care.
I'm going to look at that. Movie theater. I'm going to look at that. See,
well, speaking of taxpayer dollars, Michael.
You get so angry at all these ads on the air.
Yeah, I look.
Or it's campaign. So let's set the scene. The campaigns are in full swing. Yeah. Elections are coming up in a month and some change. And now you start to hear the advertisements ripping the other politicians.
Yeah,
and you're upset about it.
You know me. I care about our country. I take time and research candidates and vote. You and I have drastically different political views, you know.
Right, right.
We've argued about that before. But
sure, sure. It's always fun.
It doesn't matter. Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist Party. I don't want to see your ad on TV every 30 minutes. I don't want to, you know, every time you're driving down the road to see a sign.
Well, what do you want the people to do? Not campaign if they have money, not use it to get reelected?
I don't know. I feel like there's something better that you could use that money for. And then the fact that you think most people are going to go and vote because, oh, yeah, I saw that sign for that there, Tom Perriello. I saw that sign.
It doesn't work like that. It's more like you keep seeing it over and over and over again, and it gets in your head, and then maybe that persuades you one way or the other. And if you don't do it, and you constantly see the other guy's signs out there, you're behind the game.
But in this age that we live in, Mike, with all the, you know, the media and stuff that we have and all the resources that we have available, I don't feel like a political sign on the side of the road that's annoying and ugly to look at, it's going to, like, sway someone.
But just, I feel it's like, part of American culture. I feel like you have a hamburger. You
get online and you pull up, you know, just like this election here coming up. We're electing a congressman in this district here. I'll get online. I'll pull up both guys' websites. I'll look at what they believe in, what they don't believe in.
Not everybody, Leon, is as informed as you. I'm serious. Most voters, I would say.
Not everyone has the Congress app on their phone.
Do you have a
phone?
Congress app?
I have a Congress app on my phone, so I can
You're a walking advertisement for C-SPAN.
Everything that they vote
seriously,
for.
Not everybody is as well-versed as you are in politics, and a lot of people have no clue, are clueless on what's going on, and their vote counts just as much as yours does.
I understand
it has
that.
Equal take. So you have to hit everybody. And now I respect that you want to go online, read what the politicians feel are important issues, and make your decision educated based on that. But a lot of people don't do that. They just look at a sign and say, I'm going to go vote.
I saw a sign on 250. I was waiting to go to the voters.
Get more mad at the voters than you do at the politicians, because they have to do what they have to do.
But, I mean, the politicians, it's still annoying. I can't watch Monday Night Football without seeing three campaign ads in the first quarter. It is annoying, Mike. Like, I'd rather see local business ads or something. I don't know, man. It's just, I don't want to see campaign ads 24/7. I hear it all day on the radio station here. It's funny because you'll have one candidate have an ad, and the other one will run directly after him, just bashing him. Then, like 5 minutes later, it'll be
just the same as advertisers advertising. If ESPN all of a sudden had State Farm everywhere, you're going to see the other ones, the Geicos, the Allstates, or whatever, be like, well, we need to advertise as well. Let's get on the Fox pregame. Or Taco Bell's doing some stuff. Oh, crap, or Burger King. We're getting screwed here. It's almost like the fear of having the other person dominate you and get that name brand recognition. That's all they're doing. I understand your pain. I mean, it sucks. It's really annoying.
It's just so annoying, though.
But it's guaranteed money for the radio station and TV they know they're going to get money off these campaigns. It's easy
ads are
money.
Out of control. Do you know in the last election, President Obama, now President Obama, his ads were in video games? Like, when you get to the point where you have ads in video games, I think it was in, like, Madden. I didn't buy last year's Madden, but I think it was in, like, Madden and a couple of other games.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I'm playing Madden. I got the Broncos. I'm marching down the field. I'm going to score. Oh, yeah, vote Obama. What? It's a video game.
That almost seems to me not fair or somehow should be illegal.
If you got the money, I mean, I guess you can do it. But we're too saturated with political ads and stuff these days. They're everywhere.
This is the show that has become Leon Changing Society. We're going to get you good movie theaters, and politicians are not going to be allowed to campaign.
Awesome. Now, if we can sell beer in movie theaters, now we're talking. Or beer, or the McDonald's.
Best place to drink beer, by the way, an airport.
Really?
If you're like in a delay and you have your flight coming up, what else are you going to do?
Stare at your laptop, I guess, for 2 hours.
Go to the bar and drink. Drink a few beers. I can't think of anything better to do.
I'm not as frequent as an air traveler as you are.
You don't have as many miles?
I've flown 2 total trips in my life.
Yeah? You like flying? How were you on the airplane?
You know me. I don't like heights.
Yeah.
So I get really freaked out, man, when we first take off. That first 10 minutes,
That's the worst part.
I'm going to die. I just know that I'm going to die.
Don't say that. Stop
it.
You're
fine.
It's true. No, you're fine. You're here.
I know, but I look down. I look out the window, and I always get the window seat, which I like, which is probably a bad idea.
Probably.
So I look out, and I'm like, okay, there's Charlotte, and there's I'm looking down. I shouldn't see this cloud. I'm gonna and I get really freaked out.
Oh,
and
that's what I'm telling you. A few drinks in the airport.
I won't care. Crash or something, bitch. I don't care.
Hey, stop that.
I'll bleep that.
Well, you don't have to beep it out. But I'm just saying,
a few drinks, I'll loosen up. I don't care.
No. It's just nice. It's a nice place. Have a couple drinks, chill out, do your thing. And enjoy life.
Yeah, I feel like you're gonna run into skeezy people in like an airport bar.
No, but everybody's doing it in an airport bar. What do you mean skeezy people? It's an airport.
Maybe I watch too many movies or whatever. I feel like
you're gonna see a lot of different people. You're gonna see your businessman. You're gonna see your redneck
drinker.
I feel
like that's the guy that I'm gonna run into. I'm gonna run into like the business guy that like screwed up the stocks somehow at the meeting or whatever, and he didn't make some conference in Aliquippa, so he's about to get fired, and now he's like at the bar.
What's he gonna do to you?
And he's drinking, and he's like trying to run his game on like some cocktail waitress, and like he wants me to be his wingman. I don't know this guy. I don't want to be involved in this. I feel like that's the guy I'm gonna run into.
Or you just sit there, have your terrible Bud Lights, and watch the stupid sports game that's on, and 2 hours later get on your plane.
How much is a beer in the airport bar?
I don't think it's too much.
Really?
I don't think it's that bad.
Drive it up like $9.
No. On the plane, it's expensive.
Oh yeah,
it's like $7 on a plane.
Why are they? That should be illegal too.
Driving up prices.
Yeah, price gouging.
Again, sneak your soda in the theater.
I guess, so. But price gouging, man, it is ridiculous. Some of the concerts, like JPJ,
yeah.
You come in like the day after, when I had to go to JPJ for various things, and you see like the stuff that's hanging up. You're charging people like $8 for a bottle of Bud Light? Are you serious?
Because they know they can get you.
That's a six pack.
I understand, but you're at the concert, you're not having a drink, you see other people with them. You're like, screw it. Here's the $8. You just can't help yourself.
I'm not a big concert guy, but I think
concerts, baseball game.
I think
football
game. Before a concert, though, I think I would drink before the concert.
But what happens if you forgot? I'm not advocating getting drunk.
Well, no, I'm not saying getting drunk, but I feel like you see people tailgate for concerts now. You sit out in the parking lot, you crack open a 12-pack, you have a few with your buddies, and you go inside and you watch Reba McEntire.
What? Sing some Reba for me.
I don't know any Reba.
Do you know any Reba?
Not at all.
Well, what does she sing?
She sings country music.
Well, what does she sing? Sing Dolly Parton for me.
I don't know any Dolly Parton.
You need to sing Dolly Parton live on the air right now.
I like country music. And this is going to sound terribly sexist, and I'm sorry. I like country music.
You're not sorry.
But I don't like female country music.
That's not sexist.
I can't listen to it.
You like rock. I don't like female rock. Would that be sexist?
I think some people would think that that's sexist.
Okay, well then.
I guess we're both terrible male chauvinists.
No. I don't think that's sexist. I think there's a style of voice that you like.
Yeah, I can't.
It's like, for example, are you sexist if you enjoy the NBA over the WNBA?
No, that's just having common sense.
Okay. That's sexist. That statement's sexist.
It's terrible. It's a waste of money. Tickets for their game 3 of their championship series were going for 63% below face value.
Okay, that's
on
bad.
Like aftermarket sites like StubHub and stuff.
Right.
It's a waste of money. Rather than pay a WNBA player, I think I'd rather just shred my money.
So what country singer you like?
I like
Alan Jackson guy.
Yeah, I like Alan Jackson. I'm a big Alan Jackson guy.
Sing me some Alan Jackson.
I'm not singing.
I want to sing with you on the air right now.
That's not happening.
We can bump back in. I'll find some lyrics.
Maybe so. On the other side, we can do that. But I like that sort of thing. I can sometimes listen to Carrie Underwood, but that might just because I have a crush on her and my girlfriend's come to terms with
Carrie Underwood. Is she the one that's like 50 years old?
No, she's like young. I think she used to date Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah. Who's the girl that's 50 years old, but she's very pretty? Faith Hill. She looks good.
She does look
good.
She's
50.
Yeah.
She's married to another country singer.
She's married to Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Who is son
power
of,
couple.
Who is son of former Met and former Philly, Tug McGraw.
Is he really?
You didn't know that?
I did not know
that. They were not close as he grew up, but yeah.
Both very famous, but both very different. Tug McGraw's son. Are you serious?
No joke. That's Tug McGraw's son.
That's unbelievable.
Come on, Mets man.
Oh, that's outside the box thinking.
Yeah, well, that's what I specialize in. Yeah, I guess you want to take a break here, Michael?
I do, but I really want to hear you sing country music.
We'll bump back into it.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to it.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Waste your boss's time and money. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back. Part two of Outside the Box. Mike and Leon with you. Unfortunately, our computer stinks.
Wait, something here not working?
Stop. I love everybody here. Everybody's great here. Love my job. Nothing. The computer's not feeding me like audio out of YouTube because I wanted to find a country song for you to come back and sing on. But we can't do that. But I had an idea during the break or the 5 minutes where I hit stop. We talked.
I still didn't get my drink.
You're a fool. Email the show. Or post it on our Facebook if that's easier. You don't have to email us. You can just write it in on the Facebook page. I'd recommend Twitter, but apparently it's Virus City. So hold off on that for now.
Wait a day or two and then go.
But
on
email
Twitter.
Us at, what is the email? I always forget.
Outside the Box with Mike and Leon at gmail.com or the shorter version, which is OTB.
Yeah, you know me.
With Mike and Leon at gmail.com.
Or just put it on our Facebook page. What country song you want Leon Oliver to sing? Again, what country song you would like Leon Oliver to sing? In the next show, we'll put the music in the background and have Leon sing over it, and you can enjoy it. So is there a song you'd want to sing? Does anything jump out at you?
Launch my career, Michael.
You can probably play music out of your phone.
Yeah, but it's going to sound bad.
Well, let's just try it. What song would you want to sing? Is there one that you like? Is there?
I'm a big Friends in Low Places guy. I like that.
That's Dark good.
Works. Yeah.
Okay, I'd like that. But email us, Facebook us. We'll have Leon sing a song.
That sounds fantastic.
I'm looking forward to this.
I can see people bashing their laptops at the sound of my voice.
I'm also, make sure you check out the video link of you on Top Chef.
Well, you know,
what's your favorite dish to make?
I make a really nice pastry. Really nice. I'm learning to make some brajoule.
Pasta vajoule? You have no idea what that is.
No, but I watch The Sopranos. And
you like The Sopranos show.
I love The Sopranos. It sucks because, A, everyone's seen it, and I'm just catching on to
it. No, that's cool, though, because you can watch them and not have to wait every week.
Yeah, it's true. And also, it's on demand. Like, I have Comcast cable, and it's on demand, but they release, like, 7 episodes at, like, a time.
Oh, that's
so you
good.
Get through, like, half a season. But then here's the problem. I've blown through the ones for September, so I have to wait until like October 2nd or 3rd or 4th or something like that for them to release 7 more.
Gotcha.
So it's like you watch 7 episodes, and I'll bang those out in a couple of mornings before I come in here, and then that's it, and I go a month without it.
Is there a TV show you can't live without?
No.
Nothing about sports, like a show, sitcom. Or
I used to be that way with like Seinfeld and stuff, but I'm not really like watching a lot of non-sports TV stuff. I still watch that train wreck of Jersey Shore. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it in a few weeks. What's going on?
I couldn't even begin to tell you.
What I do with those shows? When I finally have some time off or whatever and there's a marathon like on Sunday on MTV, I'll finally catch up and see them all.
You know, funny you should say that. My girlfriend, love her to death, she's all into these home shows on like HGTV.
Yeah.
Kathy's looking for her first place, but she only has such and such money.
You sound like the voice guy, Leon. Yeah, well, you did a great job with that.
Yeah, well, so she's all into that stuff. And so I tested her because I know it's BS because I called her out on it. She's not caring about, faucets and granite tile and seeing that stuff. She likes to watch that show because she likes to see those people go through the experience of buying a home or having their home renovated, which I think is kind of weird because we don't know these people. We shouldn't be all up in their business.
That's what reality TV is.
And you can say the same thing about Jersey Shore, but that's like watching a train wreck. You can't take your eyes away from it.
Sure.
So I figured I'd test her. So what I did was I got a hold of her DVR. And you ever watch, you ever heard of This Old House?
Uh-uh.
Well, it's like a home improvement show that comes on PBS. Yeah, I DVR'd a bunch of this old house. I put some Bob Vila's Home Again in there. You know Bob Vila, don't
you? Of course I know Bob Vila. He's my uncle's cousin.
Shut up. Okay. I put that in there. I put a bunch of other, like...
We call him Uncle Bob Vila.
Really boring, like home improvement type shows like that in there.
Yeah.
So she gets up Saturday, and she's all, like, gung-ho to watch some of this stuff. So I'm like, hey, check this out. I put on this old house, and they're, like, grouting tile and working on someone's like walkway or whatever. She is bored out of her mind. You can see her like trying to make herself like it. She is so bored. She doesn't want to admit that like I called her out on her BS,
right?
And then I'm right. So like right now the DVR is like full of this. And last night she tried to watch like 10 minutes of some, I don't even know what home improvement show I DVR. I just go around now looking for boring home improvement shows to DVR.
You look at you. You are laughing like a little kid in a candy store.
I'm
you
a
are so
person.
Excited about this.
I know. I'm a terrible person. And she tries so hard to make herself like it to prove me wrong.
Yes.
And it's comical as hell.
Well, you'll like what I watched yesterday.
SpongeBob?
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, that show's awful.
You hate that show.
I would rather have a crab bite my fingers repeatedly.
We can arrange
watch
that.
That show.
Can
I'm
arrange
sure.
That.
Just do it. Stick
no,
it
let's
in
bring
there.
A crab in. Let's have a crab bite you. Let's see. Really? You really mean that? If I
yes.
brought a crab in and I put on the TV in front of us, How I Met Your Mother, and I said you had two choices. You can watch How I Met Your Mother, or this crab is going to attack you. You would seriously take the crab?
I would take the crab attack.
Done.
I would take
Next
the crab
week,
attack.
You are singing Alan Jackson, and I'm going to have a crab bite you. Can
and
I
then,
pick where the crab bites you?
No, because you'll do bad things.
Yeah, I will do very bad things.
But I'd rather have him bite me. And then you know what? I'll bite him 2 hours later. After
you,
he's been
now,
in the
I'm going to be fair. You don't like How I Met Your Mother for the wrong reason.
No. It's not
yes.
just because of certain people that watch that show.
Yes.
But it's
I thought I hated it too because those people didn't. They liked it. I think it's a good show. I really like it.
It's not funny.
It is. Have you seen The Big Bang Theory?
Yes, it's not funny.
That's good. That won Comedy of the Year.
CBS?
The movie won Comedy of the Year.
I pay no attention to that. Just like if a movie wins Movie of the Year, I'm probably not going to like it.
But there's a reason it's winning these awards.
Yeah, because there's a certain type of person that votes for those things.
Yeah,
all.
The people that work in the industry.
No, just like the movies that win all these, like, what was a movie that was really popular? Like No Country for Old Men won all these awards.
Yeah, but
and
this
stuff.
Is different. This is a comedy that's relatable for people that are younger. It's not something that half the movie's in a different language.
You know what comedies I like? I like According to Jim. I like Everybody Loves Raymond. I like stuff like that.
You would like a new Mike and Molly. It was on CBS. It's about a
nah,
fat
I
cop.
I saw the promo. I didn't like that either.
I think you might like it.
CBS used to be like really geared to older people. I don't know if you remember this, but when I was growing up, that was my thing. Saturday night with my parents, I know I was like a loser, but I wasn't in
no,
high
no,
school.
No, that's not being a loser. That's being a good young man.
That's family
you're
time.
You're off the street.
Like,
you're not doing drugs.
I was like
not
sixth,
selling crack. You're
yeah,
with your family.
Like sixth, seventh grade,
good for
I guess.
You.
Family night used to be Saturday night. We used to watch like Walker, Texas Ranger,
right.
Dr. Quinn, and all this stuff. Touched by an Angel. All this stuff used to be geared toward older people. And a lot of it had like, I guess it kind of like, Christian religious undertones if you go back and look at a lot of those shows
right.
on CBS. And now they've kind of all switched. Now like all their shows are geared toward like 25-year-olds that like wine and work at Ernest & Young.
Ernest & Young?
I don't know.
Like wine?
That's pretty much like a person that I hate. So
I really hope that there is a 25-year-old that's from Ernest & Young listening right now.
And they probably like wine and shop at Whole Foods, and I hate you.
What is your deal with Whole Foods?
It's overpriced.
Of course it's overpriced. Still good. It's overpriced, though.
I'll take my money to Food Lion, except in Charlottesville, you'll get shy if you go to Food Lion.
I ain't going to Food
Lion. Then I go to Giant.
But the funny thing, this is interesting. Food Lion, their prices for the staples. For example, you want to get sugar. You want to get salt. You want to get... sodas.
Sugar's a staple for you?
Yes.
And I'm the chubby guy, huh?
Yeah, touche. Touche. If you go to the other parts of the store and get organic things that you can get at Whole Foods, twice as much at the Food Line.
Because they don't make any money off of them, sure. You put that in like the Food Line on Fifth Street, those that people in that area, they can afford that. So, I mean, you have to charge more for the people that do buy it to make up for it.
You know,
it.
Whole Foods is going to be a sponsor of our show. You just blew it.
Yeah, well, oh well, it happens. But no, I mean, I'm not going to go to wine and cheese things. I'm not going to do polo. You know how many people ask me, I get friends that come up here to this area to visit, and they go, oh, we're going to such and such vineyard. You want to come? I'm like, you don't know me very well, do you?
You want
to
know what I did Saturday?
What's that?
I went to a vineyard.
That sounds awful.
It was a lot of fun.
You know there was football on Saturday, right?
I had no intention of watching college football. Zero interest.
You chose a vineyard.
I rather have a crab bite my arm than watch college football on Saturday. I didn't have to work. I did not want to see college football. I don't like college football. Bores the death out of me.
I was very agitated that we had to go to Cracker Barrel and to the movies because I missed football.
Yeah, you went to the movies in Cracker Barrel. Don't give me...
Occasionally, you got to pay...
Don't give me crap.
If you want to dance, you got to pay the piper sometimes, Michael. You know, that's one of those times...
Don't get on me for not wanting to go.
But instead of listening to music in the car, we were listening to the Hokies on the radio.
So you're not listening to WINA? Now you've just pissed me off.
Changing
our own station, I'm just joking.
So in the car, I'm listening to the Tech game, and on my phone, I've pulled up ESPN. So I'm still seeing it.
Well, what happens if you had to drive?
Then I would just have been listening to the Tech game.
Okay, good, because then you would have been a bad driver.
Yeah, well,
it's irresponsible.
Yeah. But so... I still saw football, and I DVR'd some football that I missed because of the movie, and I watched it. So I pretty much watched 14, 15 hours of football at some point Saturday. And
okay.
Watched football all day Sunday.
I've had one day off in a month. I didn't want to watch football. It's my one day.
What did you get out of going to a vineyard? What did you do with a vineyard?
Well, I really enjoyed the company. Had a lot of fun
with
people.
That was just one of the things that
I did on the day. But it was nice. You had a couple drinks. We brought lunch. It was relaxing. You talked to people.
Are people dressed up when they go to the vineyards?
I would say, I don't think people are showing up in their mesh shorts that they've had since they were in the eighth grade and their chewed up t-shirt.
I can't walk in there with my khaki shorts.
The way you look now, you'd be fine.
And my Rod Cast t-shirt.
Oh, no, you'd be fine now. I would say don't show up like you're going to the gym, but just show up like it's a hot outside day. Shorts and a t-shirt's fine.
I had
cargo shorts and my Mets shirt on.
It's not my scene, man.
I agree. No, it's definitely not your scene.
It's not my scene. Maybe one day I might go in jest. Maybe if I can find a bunch of people that are like-minded with me, we can go in jest and make fun of them.
But I've noticed a lot of the times you put those things down and then you go and you end up liking
them. Name one thing.
A lot of the beers that you drink?
No. I don't drink a lot of frou-frou beers. I occasionally will drink... this Bear Republic, Big Black Bear Stout, that's amazing.
You were into Entourage. Then you found out that it was popular, decided you did not like Entourage anymore.
I still watch Entourage.
But now you're back. That is just stupid.
Things that get really hyped up and people get really into and make a big craze over, I tend to not like.
Right. No,
I know. Right now, with this whole vineyard thing, the same crowd is all into cupcakes. I don't know how cupcakes got big, but all of a sudden there's a TV show about cupcakes. Every girl you see on Facebook, oh my God, just having cupcakes with Rebecca. I want to stay as far away from that crap as I possibly can. Instead of me paying $14 for some cupcakes from a shop in D.C., I'll go get some ho-hos out of the vending machine for 3 cents or whatever they're cost.
Bringing it, baby. Wow.
What's the point? I don't understand why paying a lot of money for some basic product all of a sudden makes it cool. And this same crowd is the same crowd also.
You are so angry.
This same crowd.
Keep going.
It's the same crowd.
We need to put music in the background.
That's also.
Bring up the crowd.
Have you seen the thing on Deadspin and New York Times and stuff? They wrote an article. I sent it to you. About the hipsters wearing basketball jerseys.
Yeah, what is your deal with basketball jerseys? I have some of those basketball jerseys.
But they're all guys. They're 115 pounds. And they're hipsters. And they're wearing old school, Patrick Ewing Knicks jerseys. And they're going to Grateful Dead concerts and stuff. And it's I don't understand this whole trend. That's the new thing now, is for hipsters to wear basketball jerseys.
Can I put music in the background as you go on this rant?
I can't, I want to hear the music. I don't have headphones on.
Well, hold on. I'll let you hear the music.
Well, I can't.
Here, ready?
Just
get into it a little.
That's not music that goes along with a good rant.
It's the only thing I have. It's the only thing that works.
That's not ranting music.
I have nothing else.
You need something strong and,
I have no other. I have no other music. Hold on. Okay.
You're letting me down, Bersex.
I turned it off.
You want to be my network coordinator.
Oh, you know what? Can we beep something out? I just want to say it. Nah, I won't do it. I was going to curse. Bus stop.
What, like the kid that read a poem on the air on WNA yesterday and decided to drop an F-bomb?
That was dumb.
That was real dumb. So, he's that kid that I'm talking about.
So that was dumb. Look, that's just stupidity. To curse on the radio live?
To read a poem. Hey, you would come on air and read a poem, like, which I don't know how you set that up anyway, but you come on air and on a show and do a poem and drop an F-bomb in the poem, not cool. And he's like, yeah, yeah. Not cool, man. UVA has some of the dumbest smart kids I've ever met.
All right. Here's another song for you. Ready? Here we go.
This is a second. Yeah, Machine Head. That'll get you going for like a kickoff. That's not for like Rant and Raven.
I'm just showing off that I know how to use the computer. There are a lot of people that have book smarts but no common sense.
You see a lot of them in this town.
Now, you are the opposite. Now, actually, to be fair, you are a smart person.
I'll be the first one to tell
you. You're an idiot.
I am a stupid person. I'll be the first one to tell you.
I mean, you can do stupid things, and you have a lot of anger, and you clearly don't like cupcakes, although I would beg to the differ.
Beg to the differ?
See, maybe I'm the idiot. I would beg the differ. Beg to the differ. So I don't know. Where's my friend Trent
back
Differ?
Back to remedial English at Syracuse.
No. It was just remedial Spanish. What's your problem?
You need remedial English.
I'm really good at math. Give me a math problem. I'll figure it out.
One plus one, two. I'm really bad at math.
Keep going.
I'm not going to.
Oh, you are terrible at math.
I am awful.
That is
math.
Why you. That is what your biggest struggle on the radio.
Oh,
well, besides
math.
Your actual talent, your all the biggest struggle is back timing. When you go out of breaks for people listening, and you have to say be out at a commercial, you have to be out at 8 o'clock, and there's 2 minutes and 20 seconds of commercials. You bump with 30 seconds. What time should the person be done talking? You are terrible at that.
If a train leaves Milwaukee at 7 o'clock and leaves Phoenix at 3 o'clock, what time will Leon drink this beer? Yeah, I hate math problems, but I get it done. I somehow manage to get it done at like the last second. It's always like hectic when I'm doing that, but it works. During the high school football games, John's always like, because John Freeman does color commentary.
Have you ever heard John Freeman's voicemail?
Does play-by-play. Yeah, it sounds really effeminate.
He's like, hi, this is John.
I
left the voicemail message one time. I was like, dude, change your voicemail.
Well, John does the play-by-play. I do the color commentary. And so to help, you know, he's always like, hey, if there's a big run, write down the yardage and give it to me. That way I can incorporate it. So I can be like, oh, Henderson, the 75-yard touchdown. You're actually the wrong guy for that, Bubba. I can't do math. The ball started. They had it at the 19, and he ended up at the other team's 37. That's carry the one.
Oh, it's impossible.
I'm awful.
You're way
that.
Too stupid for something like that.
Oh, way, way, way.
I love.
Too stupid.
Now you were all excited about doing your color commentary on high school football. You sounded good because you do know football. So I could be nice to you.
Yeah, well, I'm
but you have nice. You have so many cliches.
I am.
You are
I am,
pure cliche machine.
I am a cliche
what,
machine.
What have you? Oh God. What were some of your highlights or some of your? Color
I don't know. These things
calls?
Just come to me.
They're just so
I
bad.
Said bull in China shop at some point, too. The kid was rumbling like a bull in China
you,
shop.
You interrupted John on one of his highlights.
I
He's
did.
Like, to the 20, there he goes.
I pulled a Frank Quayle.
There he goes.
I pulled a Frank Quayle.
You did.
You
pulled the Frank
well,
Quayle.
Well, Mike, I think this ship has run its course.
I think you're right. Let's get out of here. Let's not bore people anymore.
Let's get out of here. Let's go to our real jobs.
This is the first show, I think we got a little angry at each other.
I wasn't angry. I'm never angry.
Oh, do you think we'll ever fight on the air? I can't wait for
probably
that
so.
One. That'll be a good show.
Probably so.
We gotta piss each other off enough.
Wait till you start talking about some $18 pizza you had. Well, that's amazing. I'll stick to the $5 Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Actually, that's disgusting. You couldn't pay me.
Yeah, you know what? Then you worry about your toilet bill when you clog that thing. With,
what's
with,
a toilet bill? Oh, toilet bill?
Toilet bowl.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Dude.
Okay, those pizzas suck. Domino's sucks. Pizza Hut sucks.
Gladly pay.
Papa John's is okay.
I'll gladly pay for Domino's or Pizza Hut than go to the frou-frou places that are springing up in Charlottesville left and right.
Yeah, and then you'll go buy $80 on some stupid Redskins jersey. How's your Albert Haynesworth jersey? You wear that?
Yeah, I wear that. You
wear
why?
Your Haynesworth jersey?
I paid my money for it.
Was that a good investment?
He's still on the team.
Was that a good investment?
Probably not, but he's still on the team.
Well, at least you said probably not. Leon, well, we just fought.
And I won.
All right, check out the video Top Chef. See Leon win.
Make sure to check out probably later on this week. Well, I guess when you're listening to it. By Sunday, our NFL picks will be up as well. You can have
did you check how we did?
I did check Sunday, and I forgot. And I made like a little tally. It's sitting next to my computer, but I didn't. I'll go check those and update those this afternoon, actually.
Email us, Facebook us. We want to have Leon sing a song and also bring some crabs in so they can bite him in the ass.
Also, by the way, last couple seconds here. We can check the hits and see. Like,
oh, yeah, what, good point. Thank you.
And see what country they're coming from. Obviously, most of them come from the U.S. But we've had 4 hits on our podcast from Canada and 1 from Belgium. If you're in Canada, or if you're in Belgium especially, please.
Who are you?
Let us know. Who are you?
Yeah,
shoot,
please,
us an email.
You?
Shoot us Facebook messages or something. Let us know that you're making OTB with Mike and Leon, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. International, baby.
International, baby. We're blowing up.
Now if we can just get someone on the moon to listen.
Yeah, on the moon. Do you think we really went to the moon?
I have conspiracy theories.
That's a good topic.
That's a show for now.
That is a good topic.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Oh, also, if just wherever you're from, if you're from New Jersey, Korea, North or South, doesn't matter to me, France, Idaho.
Big difference between the two.
Potomac.
Potomac.
What? What's so funny? Bethesda. Seattle.
That's the nasty, nasty town.
Istanbul. Tell us where you're from.
I'm surprised we should give shout-outs that many cities.
We should go on the program and be like, we got Jeffrey here. He's from Philadelphia. And we just want to say hi to our and thank our listeners.
And if you're from Baltimore, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, if you're from Baltimore, I feel sorry for you.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Peace.
All my bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I let you down. So many times I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Now the time's come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come, when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe,
That's all, folks.